Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Dio Soul Cipher. I am the one and only Q-Man, and along with Regina, we are back, and we are ready to give it to you the only way we know how, as we are now officially the Neo Soul Cipher, graduating from nexttothel.com, and we are here to give you all that you can handle and let you start off by letting you know that we will be relaunching our wonderful website in June, when we'll celebrate that launch along with Black Music History Month. How's it going, Regina?
Great. And we're going to be having a relaunching party, so we'll be able to talk about that later as well. Hopefully,
is it going to be one of those Zoom parties where you only see my face and nobody has bottoms on, or is it going to be a real party?
I don't know. I'm liking it. I don't know. Some of us are sort of liking it, except you have to put on your pants every now and then to make sure that you're sort of within your, you know what I'm saying? Because you put your pants back on, you can't fit them anymore. You don't want a surprise like that. So most of us are going to get that lovely surprise.
So how are you coping with this craziness that's going on, Regina?
A lot of meditation. It takes I got to be honest. Honestly, some days are just not that good. Some days I feel positive. Some days I wonder. What about you?
I look like I am doing a 10-year prison sentence. But than that, I have nappy hair. I have a big crazy beard now. I look crazy. I look absolutely crazy.
No, you don't. I doubt it.
No, I absolutely do. If you remember Bill Cosby and Uptown Saturday Night, that's what I'm looking like right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
I can guarantee you. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're not going to talk about me. I'm excited about our relaunch that we have coming up in June that I mentioned earlier. The Neo Soul Cipher website will be launching. You'll hear more about that later on in the show from the gentleman that keeps the lights on. And we have a great return tonight. We have a great multi-talented brother coming through, an old friend of ours by the name of Brad Marquis. He is kind of everything, Regina. He does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he is.
A lot of talent in that guy. And I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, he's very talented, very soulful.
So, Regina, did you see the Prince tribute that came on a couple of weeks ago?
I probably didn't because I was probably dealing with the virus. I don't know. No, I missed that.
They had a Prince tribute on TV. It was pretty good. Usher was really good. And of course, there were some people whose names escaped me, but everyone did a really good job. They really represented him on that show. It was very well done.
What about Bruno Mars?
I did not see Bruno.
He would have been great for that. He reminds me a lot of what his music does.
I could see that now that you say it.
He's super talented.
That. So, you know, I got to ask, you wearing your mask?
I do. And you know what? I am one of those people. I don't know if it's being an army vet or whatever, but my basement is always full of toilet tissue. I'm always full of canned food and stuff like that. I had N95 mask.
Oh.
Yeah, I had those from like 100 years ago bird flu or swine flu or something. So I mailed those to my nieces who are nurses in North Carolina, and they didn't have them. I have a homemade mask that I wear out. I take it very seriously.
And you should.
What about you?
My mask. I keep a mask on all the time. All right.
Good.
I got high blood pressure. I can't take a chance on that. You know, working with you and Ray my blood pressure is going to be through the roof. That's just how it works. So I can't afford to get that virus. I got to be real careful.
That was me.
So, yes, I'm constantly hand sanitizing and all that other nonsense.
And we do have to take it seriously. We really do have to take it seriously.
Well, you know, honestly. You know the brothers. The brothers don't take nothing seriously.
I know, but still, I and there's so few of you anyway, for goodness sake. So you definitely have to take. I'm just saying, my brown brothers. You definitely have to take it seriously because we're like, oh God, really? Now this?
You know, I'm naturally a hater. I hate on everybody. I can't help it. I try to do it on the low.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big hater. Uh-huh. Big time
hater.
That's
okay. Okay.
But let me tell you, it's hard to hate on Brad Marquis. This guy sings, acts, writes, produces.
Yeah, he's very talented.
There's not much this guy can't do.
He's sweet, too. I like chatting with him.
And that's the other thing, like, after I remember the one time I talked to him, I was like, I can't even hate on this guy. He's so doggone nice. It was
so this is my first time talking to him. I talked to him,
you know,
the text or what have you.
This is a smooth brother, okay? Like, it was weird.
That's good.
He's a smooth guy. He really is. But a lot of talent.
I listened to one of his songs. Yeah. I thought about, not that he sounds like this artist, but when I heard one of his songs, I was reminded of Freddie Jackson a little bit. I just sort of got that little feeling when I was like, okay.
Because Freddie's smooth. That's why.
Right. And I only like to say that he doesn't sound like him because, you know, I just, you know, like artists, you know. I don't want to really compare them because we're all different. Everyone's different. But the sound was sort of, gave me that feeling.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I'm dancing by myself
in the
living room. What?
I've interviewed a lot of artists. He is definitely one of my favorites because he just does a lot. And he's into a lot of things I'm into with the writing and the producing. And he's good. You know, he's got a lot of talent.
How's that going? We have to talk about that, too, before the show's over.
Of course. But,
your book.
You know, after.
Your writing.
After we deal with the great one, Brad Marquis.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to hear some of it. We're going to have to hear some of his music. So, you know what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got, like, 1/4 of my chicken bowl left. So, we're going to play a Brad Marquis song. And I'm going to get this grilled chicken and lettuce with rice popping off while we listen to the smooth sounds of Brad Marquis.
Enjoy. Keep your belly full.
And you know what? The ones we have loaded, I can't even pick from because I like all of them. Do you have a pick?
I do. I don't want to
Which
tell
one?
You.
Come on, exactly. You got to tell me.
I don't want to tell you. What's your favorite
you
one?
You want me to pick? Well, see,
what's your favorite? My favorite is Love Will Find a Way.
You know, I knew
that's
you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
You know, is that your favorite?
Because, see, I like No War.
I like that, too.
So.
Because it's totally different. Yes, I like them all. Okay.
Well, you know what? Because I know how to win at the game and I know what it takes,
Whatever.
I'm going to let you have your way because we all know that's how it works. So with that said, we're going to play Love Will Find a Way. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the one and only super talented Brad Marquis. I'm looking forward to that.
Yay.
So here we go with Love Will Find a Way, Brad Marquis.
Here we go.
Try to keep a love employed. I'll never
Wow.
At least you're feeling some type of way then.
Yeah. I'm supposed to say no because I got to be a man about it. But that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back, everybody, to the Neo Soul Cypher, where we are, let me say it in my voice, we are connecting today to yesterday so that you can have a chill tomorrow. Did I do it good?
I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tried. I did my best. But if I did it correctly, we now have the one and only Brad Marquis on the line. Brad, are you here with us?
I am.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to the Neo Soul Cypher. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. And I'm very humbled by all the, you know, brilliant things you said, man. Wow. Yeah, wow.
Hey, you did it, Brad. I can't even take it away from you, man. It's been a while, man. How's everything? How you been doing?
Yeah, man. I think I was around when y'all first getting going.
Yeah.
That was before me, I think. Yeah.
It was. It was indeed.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, Brad has done a lot.
It's nice to see. Yeah, isn't it? You guys rocking. I'm proud. Thank you. It's wonderful.
Hey, we trying, man. We trying. But I have so much to ask you because it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start before I go back. Let's start with what you have now. Tell me about your new single, your new project.
New war. I mean, no war, man. It's just my heart right now. Just my heart, and obviously it's kind of self-explanatory if you watch everything that's been happening this last week, this last few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we've been here for a while, and I felt somebody needed to speak to it, and so why not me?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully inspires other people to do it, and hopefully can be, you know, something, you know, take whatever place it has in this, you know, upliftment of people and progress. That's what I'm about. I hope it helps with that.
Okay. So it's been about 7 or 8 years since we talked. So give me a little bit of a rundown on what Brad Marquis has done since then.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know the resume is crazy, bro. You got to tell us about it.
Oh, man, it's a lot of ups and downs in there, man. It's a lot of ups and downs in there. But on the field, I'll say, you know, I got the Sam Cooke tour going.
Oh.
That does well.
Mm-hmm.
I put out another single, Who Let You Go, that flew under the radar, but definitely one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I been up to? Those two have been my major things. And no boy, we're coming back with this project. It's been a lot of life that's happened over that time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
what about your
I think we're going back
sorry.
To like 2013. So 2013, that was about that was about the Thank You project. So that I got about three year run out of that one.
Okay. All right. So, what about the producing and the acting? Because I remember us discussing that lightly.
Yeah, absolutely. The producing that thing, man. That started happening about 2 or 3 years ago when I started going strong, where I actually started taking piano lessons.
Ooh.
And from the piano lessons, I jumped into I had to buy a piano, and then from the piano more equipment, and then just started, you know, working on actually No War is one of the first songs I started working on.
Okay.
So it's been about 2+ years that I worked on that song to get it, you know, production wise, you know, right. And it's funny how things kind of work, because I had another version. I produced the whole thing myself, and I sent it to a few different people and was like, you know, what do you think? Trying to get the ball rolling, about to drop the single. I had it mixed, mastered, ready to go. You know, everybody excited about it. And then my guy, Marcus Machado, who's a brilliant guitar player, you know, mm-hmm. probably I told him the other day, he's my favorite artist right now. You know?
Wow.
But so he said, Brad, you know, he asked me, could he replay the guitar on the track? I said, sure. So he replayed it, turned it into something completely different, went through on live bass. You know, I had the No War sample from the actual Edwin Starr album. I ended up re-singing that.
Wow.
You know, and had different drums laid, you know, just to beef it all up. And this was like a couple weeks before I even put it out. Like when I was said I was done with it, I was done.
Mm.
You know, and then, you know, got, you know, folks started offering their talent and suggestions mm-hmm. for how to make it better. So, you know, when that is on the table, you can't turn it away.
I hear that. Wow. See, I tried to play No War. Regina had to hear that love stuff. You know how that go.
You and my favorite.
Hey,
I like
it
all.
Hey.
I was going to ask about radio, actually, the motivation. That was I like that song, too. I like them all. You asked for my favorite. That was my favorite.
Well,
but
love
I like
fun,
radio.
Love to Find a Way is a good song, man. A lot of people enjoy that.
It is. It definitely is. Definitely is.
Yeah, it has very nice grooves, man.
You know, songs you write and you just don't know the impact. It was a song that I wrote. And it's funny because I wrote it to a whole different track. And the producer was like, oh, no, I have something better for that. And he built a new track around it. But you just, you know, you don't, sometimes you just don't know what you write. And that was one of the songs I didn't know what I wrote. That was a spiritual God thing. He wrote that.
Okay.
So when you said you wrote it to a different track, so does that mean then you had to get a new track and then you had to go and change the phrasing, the melody and change everything?
No, I didn't change anything. He just, I wrote it to the other track. He felt there would be a better flow to it. And he built a whole nother one around it specifically for that. And it made it better.
Wow. Okay.
You know, he heard the potential in it, you know, and again, you know, and it's funny because mm-hmm. I sent it out to people and, you know, when you think another song is going to be the single and everybody comes back and says, no, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Okay. Like I said, I don't fight it, man. But it makes sense.
Level Find was just immediately stuck in my head. I think so. That's why that was my favorite. It was immediately the whole melody was stuck in my head, and I was singing along with it before I even knew all the words. So to me, that makes a great song. So that's always my favorite. But what about you, Keith?
The self isolation is really messing with Regina. So she's having a whole lot of love stuff going on. I understand.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
Hey, you know what you're right.
Yeah, we've been put down for a long time, so you better be loving right now.
I know that's right.
Okay,
so,
you're out of what city?
I'm in Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Jersey.
Neighbor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jersey. I was born in Patterson.
I guess that counts. Brad, tell us how the coronavirus is affecting you and fellow musicians that you know in the industry.
Different folks differently, you know, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, what your infrastructure were and how you're able to reinvent, how fast you're able to reinvent yourself.
Right.
You know, this is an opportunity, I think, for everybody to learn something new, you know, do something different, you know, and it's pretty much even the playing field for the most part. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
how much you're making right now, you know, or how many resources mm-hmm. you have right now. I mean, there's only marginally better you can do because everybody's locked in the house.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, how can you navigate, you know, social media for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you drive content? That's kind of what it's about right now, you know, and the more you can do on your own, the better.
True. Very well said.
Have you
Brad.
Found that it's easier? Have you found that it's easier to write music right now or more challenging regarding, like, I don't know, focus or what have you? Are they,
that's a good question.
I don't know. You know, emotions that may get in the way right now?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you know, I'm sure like everybody else, I have moments like, what is going on right now?
Right,
you
right.
Know? What are we doing? Like, you know, you know, I trust God. You know, I got my family close. Everybody's healthy, and
good.
I'm an extroverted introvert, and I don't mind being in the crib chilling. You know, I get more done. You know, and it's funny because I came up from water yesterday and realized I was working on 5 different songs.
Wow.
You know, and I'm just being creative just to stay busy and stay active.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? Yeah. What do you mean? You came up and you realized you were working on 5 different songs. What do you mean?
Yeah, I've just been working on music, and I just discovered that I had 5 songs that I'm working on right now that are not far from completion.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
But I'm not focusing on, I'm not worried, I'm not doing it specifically for any, you know, I just have the time to do it. You know?
Wow.
And so, you know, but I also work in 9-to-5, you know, so I've been writing grants and grant reporting, like, I just have a lot of time. You know, how are we all going to, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
what
should
we play next?
That's what I was going to say. You know what we play now.
No war on radio.
Now that we done gave you your love stuff, now we can play No War. Brad, you good? We're going to play No War. You chilling?
Yes, let's go. Yeah, I'm right here.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, you know what, Brad? Go ahead and introduce this song, man. What was I getting ready to take? Yeah, that's all you, man. Go for it.
Me? Well, I guess I'm introduced to the world. The next to the L, No War, Brad Marquis. And
yay.
You know, straight from my heart. Hope you enjoy it.
Yay.
Can you hear me now? I'm gonna sing it loud. Now, well, I'm gonna sing it loud. With love, with heart, with compassion for your fellow man, with a God in your soul, when you're making your decisions and things, people out here walking. Selfish, look at me, not concerned with the troubles around them. Got to take me out for self, only reaching for the swell. Give a damn about the people they hurt me. We're just testing all the lives that we've been losing. We're some more for the community's room. Got it so out of touch, we just quite almost us. Feeding our brother like this. Never solve the thing.
got a problem in this world.
Bring back the love
that we can't use love to change.
Love is how we get through these hard times. Bring back the love.
Love is what we all used to quote.
Right. Bring back the love.
Love leaves no room for hate to leave.
Bring back the love.
God gave us something to love and to give.
No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
We don't need it. We don't need
no
it.
More.
No more.
Bruh.
I'm liking it.
No war, Brad Martin. See, is it bad that that song is about no war and it makes me want to go whip some eyes behind? Is that bad? I feel like it's not supposed to do that.
Does it make you feel empowered?
It does.
Hopefully it makes you feel empowered and want to activate and, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It makes me want to put my bow tie on and take that sucker down. That's what I'm talking about. I love that song, man.
That is a great song.
That is a great song, man. Okay, let me bring it back down. See, I knew this song was going to get me hyped up.
I have
okay
a visual now. I'm sorry.
So, on a lighter note, Brad, I know you've been watching The Last Dance.
I have.
What do you think? What's your take so far?
I mean, it's not anything I didn't really see. I mean, let me not take that back. I didn't really get the chance to see Jordan in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he first came in, I was too young. I didn't, you know, I started seeing him when he started winning, you know,
okay.
And I got agitated
okay
that he was always winning. Because one, I was a Knicks fan. I am still a Knicks fan. I'm just waiting for something different to happen.
That's rough, Brad. I understand. I was curious, like, did you know that Jordan was that much of a jerk before you started watching The Last Dance? Because
yeah,
a lot of people said,
yeah,
I knew
yeah
it.
I did. I heard a lot of the stories. I mean, you can tell, you know, you can, mm-hmm, the Kobe stuff, like, Kobe was just like him.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Kobe was probably a little tougher. You know, I don't know. I love Kobe, man. I love Kobe. Jordan.
Me too.
Jordan.
Me too.
I can't like Jordan, man. I'm a Knicks fan.
No, you can't. You absolutely cannot.
Okay, wait. Because, you know, okay, so I said I was born in Paterson, New Jersey, but you know I grew up in North Carolina, right? And you know
okay.
I was a Sam Perkins, James Worthy, Michael Jordan,
basketball
fan.
Okay.
Don't be talking about Mattario.
All right. Well, shout out to North Carolina. We're not trying to take you away from that. We just pulling out what
go
we're seeing on the show.
I will say this, though. I am enjoying the storytelling. I'm enjoying how they put it all together. I always respect Jordan. You know, I know he's one of the best, if not the best player ever to play the game. But I have a beef with the competition. Everybody says I have a beef with the competition. Like, I don't think when he won those six championships that was the best competition.
Interesting. That's been a discussion that's been going kind of hot lately, especially with some of my younger friends that are in their 30s.
Right. I mean, if you look right, I mean, he had every team had one or two stars, and they were one-dimensional stars. Everybody that plays today can do a lot of things, and they have two or three ballers on their team who can go get you 30 every night. The Knicks didn't have that. You know, Carmelo and John Stockton couldn't do that. Phoenix couldn't do that. You know, Clyde Drexler and them couldn't do that. They had ballers for their position, but, you know, and everybody's underrated Pippen. Come on now. Pippen was almost as good as Jordan.
That's true. But, you know, Brad, here's my counter argument. The 94 Knicks, and this is just my opinion, if you drop them into the league right now, they would be the best team in the East. They would go to the finals, and they would have a good chance of winning because there ain't a player. There is two players in this entire league that play defense. Two. That's
True. I agree with you on that. But here's my counterpoint. They shoot threes now. Those Knicks didn't shoot threes like that.
That's true. They were so tough, though.
But when you're shooting from 30, from 10 feet behind the three-point line, you can't guard that. When they're shooting at half court, you cannot guard that. Those dudes' feet wasn't that fast.
That's true. They just played so much more defense back then, especially those Knicks teams. I give them a chance.
Everything was closer together, though. Everything was closer together. We saw Phil Jackson got ran out of the league off that triangle because it couldn't space the floor wide enough.
This is true. Very true. Well, I'm enjoying this special, though. It's eye-opening in some ways, but you can clearly see who's controlling the narrative, and you're not getting the entire story.
Absolutely.
That's my
favorite. And he named names, too. Horace Grant told everybody.
Was that crazy?
I don't like that. Like Jerry Krause. You hear a Jerry Krause joke every 30, every 20 minutes. He throw one in there.
He's so narcissistic, though. It's crazy.
He
really is. But it's enjoyable. I mean, we don't have any other sports to watch right about now. That's pretty much all. Like, do you know what was on ESPN Saturday? Cherry pit spitting. It was the cherry pit spitting tournament, and it was the skipping rocks tournament. I'm telling the truth. That's what was on ESPN Saturday.
I honestly have not turned on ESPN since all of this stuff happened.
I don't blame you. Well, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, because one thing we all need is to have you on stage, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about, it won't be a stage, but I'm thinking about doing a live concert or online concert in like a couple weeks.
That would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And that was my question. Were you considering doing any type of virtual something for people to see?
I wasn't, but I am now. I am.
That's fantastic. And we broke the news. See, they took my little horn that I had in my audio clip, so I can't hit the horn. But we just broke the news. Brad Markey live, and we're going to feature this because the guy that pays the bills, he's hearing this, so we got to feature this. This is a big deal. This is a very big deal, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Now, let everybody know where they can find all your great music, Brad.
Everything's under the same name, BRADDMARQUIS, Brad Markey. S is silent. It's there. Mama gave it to me. You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Listen, I would take that. My name rhymes. So that's neither here nor there.
Hey, I embrace it now. I didn't like my name in the beginning. Like, Brad, my mom, why you call me that? You know.
What's wrong with
Martin? I just sounded white to me. I'm a black guy in the community, and you know, and she named me after Brad off of Young and the Restless.
Wow.
Or maybe she named you after Brad Doherty. I think she named you after Brad Doherty.
No.
Tar Heel. Just saying.
Listen.
Tar Heel.
I'd rather be named after a white guy than Brad Doherty.
I hope he wasn't getting upset at us talking about Mike like that, though.
You could tell he was.
You know what? I was offended. That's why I didn't say anything. I tuned out. I tuned up. I think I went to sleep. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to shut up.
That's ridiculous.
I'm joking, guys. I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Brad,
no, I
as
did.
Usual,
I
did. As expected, Brad, you've been fantastic. Your music is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, anytime. And listen,
yes,
we want to know. We are in the house.
I'll let you know.
For this virtual
you know.
Concert, I'm trying to
I'll
tell
you.
You
know. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun. Like, yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be different. Nothing I've ever done before. Real intimate. Real in my face. Literally.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Well, and you're a pleasure too.
To yeah, man. Yeah, man. Come through. Remember, you're welcome here anytime, man.
Yeah, pleasure to all speak right, with right. work with.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Whole, appreciate it. You too.
Always a pleasure. Well, Brad, make sure you let us
and
know.
And I'm going to enjoy the rest of the documentary. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're enjoying it. It's good. It's fun to watch. It is. It's fun,
it's fun
to
watch.
It's
fun to watch.
Well, Brad, you were fantastic. Absolutely. You take care of yourself, man. Keep letting us know what
all
you
right.
got going on. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, Brad.
You
take care, brother.
Be safe. Be safe and healthy. All right.
All right. You too, bro.
You as well.
All right.
Brad Marquis, everybody. The
oh,
one and
fun.
Only.
Isn't he fun?
He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. So we survived a night with the Neo Soul Cypher. How do you feel?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel fabulous.
Good. Because
I feel great. This is great.
I'm glad because, again, we are connecting today to yesterday so that you can have a chill tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I like that.
I probably don't
I
say
like
this as the boss man does, but it'll come with time. And you know what? With that being said, everyone, you know how Martin would bring out Russell Simmons after the comedians all went. We have our boss man here who's been listening in the wings and grading us on how we did and all that stuff. So with that being said, we're going to bring on the man that keeps the lights on in here.
Hey.
Our one and only boss man. What's up, Ray?
How you doing? You guys did a great job today. Really feeling the show tonight, and I really appreciate what you guys put into it because I'm loving it. First, though, I do want to thank Brad. Brad was amazing. We loved him back in the day. We love him right now. We appreciate the new music that he's coming out with, and we just really encourage everybody to come check out all of Brad Marquis' stuff, stream it, buy it, all that good stuff, because we're excited that he's back on the scene. We're excited to be able to be associated with him. But, you know, as a Knicks fan, I gotta say, I'm feeling the fact that the brother's a Knicks fan. So you know, go. You know, and we may be suffering for a long time right now, but we're diehard.
That's all that matters, Ray.
That's right. And the fact that we got to really talk about the '90s Knicks tonight too, shoot, you know I'm feeling that. So the other thing I want to know. I really want to thank George Littlejohn of Purpose Music. George helped us reconnect with Brad, and George has got some great stuff going on at Purpose Music. So I would be remiss if I did not thank him so very much for all that he's done. Also want to thank Jelani Croxy. Jelani's part of our team, and she helped produce the show tonight, and she is going to be helping us on production for New Soul Cypher Show and everything that we do from a production standpoint in terms of what we're doing with NeoSoulCypher.com and other things as well. So with that said, NeoSoulCypher.com is coming, folks. We are back, you know, really in the woodshed right now, putting it all together, putting everything together that we think people are going to love from a neo soul and classic hip hop perspective. We had to take a little time away to make sure that we would give you the best things from yesterday and today. And so we're really excited about it. We've got some, you know, neo soul classic hip hop, but we're going to be bringing some great new neo soul artists and great lyrical alternative hip-hop artists to the fore as well. So June 1st, We want everybody to check us out at neosoulcypher.com. And with that, we're going to come up with a launch party shortly thereafter. It's going to be a virtual launch party, so look out for that. And we're excited about all of that. We hate the fact that everybody's got to be at home, and you know, we've got a lot of sickness, unfortunately, some death going around as well. So we're sending our prayers to everybody during this time. But we ask that you make it as productive as you can. We're going to try to do the same thing, everything that we're doing with neosoulcypher.com. But again, thank you guys. You did a great job tonight. I look forward to the next show.
Thanks, Fred. We appreciate it, man. So
all good.
That's the boss man. If he says we're doing a good job, Regina, we're doing a good job.
Hey, that's right. Good. Thank you. I feel good about that. Thank you.
I will take that every day.
Thank you. Yeah, so, me too.
So we had Brad Marquis. He was fantastic.
Yeah, such a joy. It's like any little piece of joy I can get during the day, grab it. And actually, this was a piece of joy for me tonight. So thank you. Thank you all.
Absolutely. So we good? You going to be ready for next week? We another week in the house, and then I see you Wednesday virtually.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow is my one day out of the week that I dip out and get my Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Stop, because I want the Popeye's.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
That spicy chicken sandwich got a hold of me, man. I got to have it once. It's so good.
But wear your mask. You're going to
wear
your mask, right?
Sanitizer. I sanitize when I get in the car, when I get out the car, when they give me the bag, when I get back in. Like, if it's going to get me, it's really what God wanted, because I'm like all over.
Absolutely. And I was always that way. Were you always that way? I'm always like a germaphobe. I'm always like, I'm not touching that door.
Yes.
I'm not doing that, or, you know. But we have to wear that. God.
We do, and I hope everybody's out there wearing their masks. This is serious. So, wear your mask, wear your protection, stay in the house.
Absolutely.
If you can.
It's not about.
If you got to go out, you know, you need that Popeye's chicken sandwich, or you need that chicken bowl from the Halal guys, be careful. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And you can wear, you can make it like really fashionable, right? Because I have like this hot pink bandana with diamonds in it. Right?
On that note.
So I'm like, yeah, man.
And then you ruined it. So, for Ray, for Regina, and for myself, we will be back next week better than ever.
Absolutely.
And until then, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you
soon.
God bless.
God bless.